Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity, right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I very much do appreciate the time you guys spend with me. Now look, head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. I mean, you can sign up for the email. You can do a whole bunch of things. You catch the show. And I do want you to catch, I mean, I hope so. I hope you want to catch the show too. And if you don't want to be bothered by an email, you can always sign up for the text messaging. Text alerts. Text TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. And I do so much, appreciate the time that you guys spend with us. All right. This is so much going on. I want to get to the Uncle Joe stuff. Creepy Uncle Joe. God bless. But let's talk a little bit about the devastating blow to global warming. You know, how many times can anybody count on all their fingers and toes? How many times that we've been given the warning, you only have 10 years, you only have 5 years, you only have 12 years? Was it 12 years a while ago? And what was it? What was the little Gertrude, little Gretchen, whatever her name is? Isn't it funny how everybody took, world advice on climate change from, what is she, 8, 9, 10 years old? And yet we have experts telling us the models are bad on the coronavirus numbers, and we can't believe them. We can believe her, but not them. Well, you know the story, right? We've only got about 10 years or less to do something about global climate change, warming, cooling. Right? And if we don't do something immediately, then all the ice is going to melt all north of the South Pole. Well, we got ice makers. We can help out. Which will raise sea levels, which will destroy coasts on every country. Remember this? We've done this story a million times because it was, I missed it last week because I wasn't here. And I don't think Dave touched on it, but it was Earth Day again. And that's what they kept claiming. I mean, since the late 60s, we have 5 years, we have 10 years. It's going to be a global wipeout of people because we're going to have mass starvation. And we've got mass fat people right now, including myself. We're not starving to death. Two-thirds of the planet have not been, people on the planet have not been wiped out because of starvation. You know, I mean, and we can go on and on to show that each and every one of their predictions, according to the models, were wrong. Every one of them. You know, you hear Kimberly say, because she was in the data world, so was I, so was Tammy. You know, if you put garbage in, if you're pushing for an outcome, then you tweak that to get the outcome you want to. If you really don't want to tweak the outcome, you're really curious as to what it is, then you don't write it that way. You write the program so it will actually be neutral about everything. And again, you're hearing nothing like, you know, the Earth is done. Because guys like me won't take it serious. Due to increase in sea ice, it's going to be even more devastating. Because as the ice melts, it's going to raise the sea level, like in New York City. Miami will be gone. New York will be under 100 feet of water. Oh, yeah, you guys don't remember? You got to go look this up. You really, you got to go look it up. It's hilarious. One key question in the field is still, what caused the Earth to periodically cycle in and out of ice ages? Can't be us. We haven't been around that long. Look, unless you're driving, close your eyes. I want you to envision this vast universe of ours, right? Oh, hey, forget God for a second. Not that I want you to, but just forget God for a second. You got this vast universe, and the Earth was created, depending on what scientists you want to listen to, you know, 6 gabillion or 8 gabillion years ago. All right? We have got less than 1,000, truly, less than 1,000 years of historical weather events that we can pull from. Not degree numbers, because those are only a few hundred years old. Now think about that. Spread your arms out. 6 gabillion years, and that speck of dust sitting on your desk, that is the time in which we've been able to measure temperatures. How in God's creation does that qualify as a science experiment? Right? I sneeze once, I blow the whole thing up. I don't know. One key question, the field is still caused by the Earth to periodically cycle out. You know, we're the scientists on this. University of Chicago professor and the study's co-author, Malt Jansen, said that we're pretty confident that the carbon balance between atmosphere and ocean must have changed, but we don't know when or why. That's not even theory. That's stupidity. Yes, we know the tadpole turned into a upright walking human. We just don't know when or why or even how, for that matter. But you have to believe us because we're scientists and we went to school for 6 years. This is what it boils down to. What this suggests is that it's a feedback loop, said the study's lead author. As the temperature drops, less carbon is released into the atmosphere, which triggers more cooling. What surprised me is how much of this increased storage can be attributed to physical changes alone, with the Antarctic Sea, you know, the ice covering being the key player. He went on noting that the future study of the ocean and the role it plays in carbon cycle can help stimulate future environmental change. Would you like me to translate that for you? We still don't have a clue. Joe Batir, your host, this is Real Side. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite with Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I've been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. That just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Welcome back.
This is just a fad.
To the real side.
Well, fad or not, it's here to stay.
With Joe Messina.
And it's killing your show in the ratings.
This is The Real Side.
A more simpler time. Don't you think? A little wild. Music was terrible in the 70s. Come on, you're with me. Some of you really appreciate and like music. Yeah, it was terrible. Joe was in your host. Listen to Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, part of the process, if you would. And with all the stuff, I mean, this is just, with all the stuff going on, so many stories just go by at a million miles an hour, and nobody's really paying attention to them. This Joe Biden story, if I joined the Democrat Party and tried to follow their guidelines, I would have one heck of a time. Because you somehow have to read between the lines, in the margins, between the letters. the noise they made about Kavanaugh, the amount of uproar about Kavanaugh, was amazing. And I know I didn't get into it. I didn't get to talk about it, but we will more and more and more, because I think this is a story that requires and deserves a lot of attention. And if you think about everything that went down during that, right? And you're hearing more and more stories. I mean, Joe, this is not new to Joe. There was not one supporting witness for Kavanaugh. Not one. Not one that said, I remember them going in that room. Not one that said she came to me right afterward. Not one that said they heard all kinds of noise and screaming going on. Not one. Not one came forward to say she told me about it the next day, a week later, 2 weeks later. Not one. And Biden has four corroborating witnesses just for Tara. I don't know about the other women. And where are the Democrats in this? Where's all the screaming? Where is all the outroar? Uproar. No, seriously. Nowhere to be found. Because they don't care. If it doesn't fit their narrative, if it doesn't pull off what they want, it's useless to them. They don't even want to talk about it. Again, I say, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So, I'm not even so sure. You know, I have a hard time with this sometimes, because I know some really decent Democrats, really good, moral people. Still don't know why they're Democrats, but so be it. But they're good people. And yet they let their party get away with so much. Now, I do mean that many people have gone to the walk-away movement, not necessarily becoming Republicans, but at least getting away from the Democrat Party. So Ford, even with all the libs around her, all of them, she had very little, if no, support. Biden, two hardcore Democrats, and both of them are accusing her of accusing him of doing what she says he did. Two Democrats, two lifelong Democrats, who are probably still going to vote for Joe, which I don't get at all. You see, you sexually assaulted my girlfriend. You deny it. You're making her feel like crap. Go, Joe. Come on. Right? The Biden incident, Tara is clear on time and where it happened and when, and the people she immediately told around her, and there were things that went down right after, all very clear, all verifiable. Now, you know, I just keep going back when you look at what went on with Brett Kavanaugh. His accuser, not sure of the location, not sure of the time frame, not even sure really the time of day, who was there. She kept blurting out names, and we kept finding out that those people, not that they didn't exist, but they weren't there. They didn't, let's put it this way, they didn't, yeah, this chair is making me nuts. They didn't, they don't recall or don't remember being there, where she said that they were there and knew about it. Brett? A geek that he is. Remember Alex P. Keating? What was it? Family Ties or something like that. You guys remember that? I mean, there was a liberal playing Ronald Reagan. That was great. But remember how he'd open his, I mean, high school, he'd open up his briefcase, had all his information. That was Brett Kavanaugh. Now, Brett, he kept journals, knew where he was at all times. He was nowhere near where she said he was. In the journal. A journal that was 100% true on everything else. But yet the left still sees him as guilty. Biden won't hand over anything. He won't deny or say he was there or wasn't there, did it or didn't do it. Won't pass over it. Won't say a word. And you notice the other thing, which I love to beat on, the press won't ask the president the question. I mean, won't ask Biden, the candidate, the questions. Were you there? Do you know this woman? Is there any validity to what she said? They won't do that. Right? They would pound on President Trump if this was the case, as they have about other things as well. And it just keeps, I mean, the gift that keeps on giving. And as long as Biden hides in the background, we're good. Good as gold. I mean, this is the party of transparency. This is the one to keep telling you, they're in it for you. They're in it for the Me Too. They're in it for the downtrodden. Are they really? I don't see it that way. Bloomberg's at it again. I don't know how you get him out of the ointment, but he's doing it again. Students demand action. A pro-gun control group associated with the former New York City mayor who failed in his 20s. I mean, that guy was... Oh, God. If you thought Hillary was out of touch, he was even more so. I mean, can you imagine a Bloomberg-Clinton ticket? Isn't that like signing your own death warrant, right? Anyway, although the coronavirus pandemic, you know, it stopped students, demand actions. God, play the registered young people in person. It's now spending about $1.5 million for its own initiative. They're targeting 13 states. And guess whose money they're using? We'll talk about that when you come back. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is promising to help states safely begin reopening their economies. He also wants to have more discussions about ramping up coronavirus testing.
We are way ahead on testing. We are the best in the world on testing. We've tested much more than anybody else, times two.
Dr. Anthony Fauci with the National Institutes of Health expects a coronavirus return in the fall.
When new cases occur, which they will, there's no doubt that they will, as you try and relax mitigation, if we have the capability of identifying, isolating, and contact tracing in a highly effective and efficient way, then the numbers will stay low.
The House Democratic leadership says the House will not resume session next week as planned because of the coronavirus pandemic risks. On Wall Street, the Dow was down 32 points. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby Normal.
Back. Joe Mattina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right, listen, head up to the website where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. You can give me your email address. That's one thing you do. You can also sign up for text alerts, TRS to 77222, TRS to 77222. Whatever way you get your information, fine by me. But you need to tune in, you need to get involved, and you need to understand what this show is about. All right. I was telling a story about the Students Who Demand Action, and they're a gun group, pro-gun control group. Notice how they do that. They're not anti-guns, right? They're pro-gun control group. And guess who funds them? Anybody? Come on, you should know this one. Yeah, it's right there. You, Bloomberg. Bloomberg funds this. Not a problem for him. The Young Americans for Liberty state chair for Nevada, Utah, and Arizona, and the University of Nevada, Reno, it looks like it says Aiden Murray, she told Campus Reform, "I'm a lifelong Nevadan who grew up around guns. I was raised with the belief that the right to sell, preserve, from take care of yourself was a paramount part of the Bill of Rights. The right to bear arms is more essential today than ever with the encroaching authoritarian tides of our government." Nevada's seen its fair share of anti-Second Amendment legislation over the last 2 years. You know, I never really did the story, I don't think, but we started looking into who got what money back in the 18 elections. When you see in 2018 that Bloomberg was funding so many of these candidates, they had to fit within his world, and that was the only way he would fund them. And he threw gobs of money. I'm like the one he threw in ours, in my area. Katie Hill, who resigned in disgrace back in September, I think it was. She took the seat. It's supposed to be better. Took the seat away from Steve Knight. And you people let that happen in the 25th district in California. I don't care how much money they throw at you. You knocking on doors, you do. They came in waves. They were like locust waves. They kept coming and coming and coming. They come to the door and they knock on the door. They'd ask for my daughter, my son, whoever. They were looking for the young people. And then this is what you get. And they don't see any reason for the young people. They don't see any reason for the guns, most of them. Or any of this. They believe this is all, foo-foo, pie-in-the-sky, national treasure kind of stuff. The writer goes on to say, having been a recruiter on both the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, and Reno campuses, I know there's plenty of students who support the Second Amendment, just like me, and organizing these students to fight and protect their rights has been, well, an inspiring and fulfilling experience for me. Not for me, El Joe Messina. I have tried so hard to get my Christian brothers and sisters involved and engaged. I have tried so hard to get people to do certain things to help support a cause. I know that y'all, you got jobs, you got other things going on, and maybe that's not your thing. And that's cool, that's fine, as long as you're engaging when it comes up, and it is your thing. Chairman of the Utah Shooting Sports Council, Clark Apogian, he's also skeptical of the tactics, telling campus reform at the time when the firearm crime was at a 40-year low, that we have Michael Bloomberg trying to convince today's youth that there's no reason for guns. Right? There's no numbers that support. That's because most people who protect themselves or somebody else with a gun are short to say and or report it because they don't want to get in trouble. Right? You may find some of those people on the left, many of them are dead, so it's hard for them to say anything because they don't have a gun. Bloomberg and his groups will attempt to highlight the issue of gun control. Do you register and call? Well, they put a damper on them for registering college students now, hasn't it? Right? And they're gonna fight and put up every blockade they can to show you how bad guns are. And it's too bad. It really is too bad. Because guns, like other dangerous weapons, are not that dangerous if you know how to use them. Like a car, like a knife, like an aeroplane. Great, wonderful tools when you know how to use them. And if your kid is too immature, dumb, stupid, whatever word you use with him or her, that's up to you to decide how to make that happen, not us. The idea is we give you the facts, we let you know what's going on, what the numbers are, then you decide from there whether you're going to act on them or not. That's what the big deal is with this coronavirus. They're telling us how to act and what to do. And some of you Christians out there are going, yeah, yeah, we're supposed to follow the law of the land. Yes, as long as it doesn't fly in the face of God's law. When they're keeping you from worship, they have a problem. When they allow people at Home Depot 6 feet deep, you know, 6 feet deep in every direction, you get 30 to 50 people there and they keep the church closed, that's wrong. I mean, think about it. Just wrong. And yet, people will go in hordes, right, to I don't know, buy things with a mask on. They'll go buy lottery tickets with their mask on. I would make everything suffer. I would support the government anywhere, anyhow, in anything. Let them feel the pain a little bit. What do you think? Is that too much to ask? And Bloomberg, talk about somebody self-absorbed alien from another planet. He really thought he was going to get up there on stage and woo everybody over and look how good he was. Man, he crashed and burned. Big crash and burned. Full tanks, whole nine yards. Just amazing. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that he's spending with us. You know, I'm not going to go through it right now, maybe later on, but, you know, the Democrats. You know the Democrats? Yeah, okay. The timeline. I would like to line up all the timelines that they've come up with. They still can't agree on what the timeline is. How are you going to get anything done, right? How are you going to make it work? Oh, I can't wait to get to the story, but I want to hold it till the next hour. Because we're going to play clips about, you know, powerful Democrats talking about how great Joe Biden is. And how they stand behind him and how they don't want to hurt him. I think it's wonderful myself. You're going to get to see their true colors. that they really don't care what you think. Not interested one iota. And if that doesn't infuriate you, that's the other thing, too. These people have moved in. They're not out and around some of these schools just for giggles. They have actually moved in. Somebody asked earlier and then sent me an article. And, you know, my crystal ball doesn't work. I don't have all the answers. I look, I read, I take some of the emails that come in, I try to find commonalities, I go looking for the articles. But my crystal ball, I can't guess. Somebody keeps poking me online saying, who's the VP choice? Who's the VP choice? Who's the VP? Like, I don't know. I give an idea who I think it might be or what pack they'll finally be in. You know? But it's nothing to worry about if you don't get out there and vote. Or if you get out there and vote, make sure he doesn't get in. You won't have to worry about any of this stuff, will you? Think about how great our vice president is. Great guy. But one story in particular they sent me I thought was interesting. In my life, I've dismissed paranoids on the right. You know, America is headed towards communism. And on the left, you know, it can happen here, referring to fascism. The writer goes on to say, it's not that I've never believed liberty was guaranteed. Being familiar with history and, you know, regarding the human condition, you have to believe in this stuff. You have to know what's going on. You have to know how people are. And it's true. You have to know what got people to a certain point. How did they vote for Hitler? How did they keep... Well, Argentine is a different story. We'll be back in a minute. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Show me to your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution for that matter. You know, God, the fear. When it comes to fear, we are an interesting group as humans. I mean, we do many, many, many things out of fear. You know, we're afraid this is going to happen and that's going to happen. We're afraid they're going to run out of this. We're afraid they're going to run out of that. You know, whatever it is, and some of them are based, not based in science or reality at all, but they make you feel better. They don't hurt anybody, so it's okay. Right? I mean, truthfully, there are things that I have friends that do some really stupid stuff out of fear, but it doesn't affect me, and it doesn't hurt anybody around them. So why should you care, right, overall? Why even give a darn? So, you know, we've been hearing for days from Tyson and other meatpacking plants that there's going to be a problem. There's an issue. There's going to be a problem with the food chain. You know, they can't get it out fast enough, and. When we could tweak some of the laws, some of the rules, to make sure that we do get out of the way. They can't be, look, I went to the market today for something totally different. There was more meat there than anybody would know what to do with. Why? Because as the food comes in every other day, come on, work with me here. As the food comes in every other day, it gets put on the shelf. It's okay. They can maintain. But when you create fear, like they did the banks during the Depression, people run to those places and they pull everything off the shelf. And then you can't keep up because they start hoarding. If you would just stop and let the system work where it's supposed to. And frankly, if it's not working, you can point to your governor or whoever, because he won't let those people go to work. He won't let that plant open. What'd you vote him in for to begin with? Remember that when we come through the other side of this. Anyway, President Trump signed an executive order. He's going to compel slaughterhouses to remain open, setting up, you know, a showdown, really, between the giant companies that produce America's meat and the unions and activists who want to produce produce workers to be safe from the pandemic. Right? And as long as they're protected, they have what they need, what's the big deal? I'm not trying to belittle it, but I mean, seriously, if the government's telling you that a mask, protective gear, gloves, and all that will work, and you're wearing that at work anyhow, most meatpacking plants have those kind of things, what's the problem? Meat processing plants around the U.S. are shut down because of the coronavirus, but Trump said that in the order that such closures threaten the continued functionality of the nation and its food supply chain. I mean, I want you to think about this. You know, you're now hearing the numbers. You heard them earlier from Brad. You heard from Dr. Romero. You're now hearing them on some people on the Fox channel. I don't have a college degree. Maybe some of you do. Not putting you down. But how long, if you go back and listen to shows, how long have I been saying to you, look at percentages. Don't let them fool you with numbers. I saw this thing today that talked about, the United States being at the top of the list of how many people have died. And now we find out, did you hear about this one? Now we find out that Russia lied. They've had many, 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 many more, outbreaks of the coronavirus, deaths from the coronavirus, and they've been, I can't imagine. It's great. I'm not trying to be mean. It's great. I'm tired. I'm tired of hearing about how we're the worst. And we can believe Russia and China. All of a sudden, Russia and China are brilliant. They're wonderful. They're better than us. You know why? Because they hate Trump. That's the only reason. You cannot let them get away with this. You know, back to California. I've been watching this the last couple of days. And please don't write me and say, so you're okay with this many people dying. No. Look at how the cases are not growing. They flatlined. Are people still dying from this? Of course they are. Not in the thousands, tens of thousands every day like we were told. Right? This thing is less, truly less than 0.01%, 0.01 or whatever it works out to be. And when they were talking about, look at it spiking. The virus is spiking in major cities across the country. You know why? Because they got like six times as many test kits as they had before. You know, hello? Anybody listening? So if you're testing more people, I don't know, just saying. That is because of our ignorance, people. No joke. I mean, I'm not trying to be mean here. Some of you a little younger than me, that I've talked to as of late, in their 40s, will say, who don't see... You know, just do what the government tells you to do, and or this is a pandemic, and or this is really bad. Look how many people have died. They don't put the correlation together. And, you know, you're telling people that the second wave is going to be worse. What, are you going to shut everything down again? Is that what you're going to do? What I want somebody to do, percentage-wise and time-frame-wise, you want to win me over? Not that you care. Let's lay it out and show me how this is so much worse than other pandemics. Let's figure out what pandemic this one is actually truly close to in growth rate and all of that. And let's see what they did. Right? Now, and again, when you look at this, if you use your brain, I hope you guys do not vote the same boneheads in again. Really, I hope you do that. I hope you think it through and make sure that you don't get these people in that are making your life miserable and a living hell. So we'll see what and I guarantee you, in the states that are opening, like Florida and other places, I guarantee you the Dems are going to be all over it, screaming about how COVID is skyrocketing in those places. Right? Seriously. This is just, again, this is so wrong on so many levels. We shouldn't allow them to get away with it. And some of you, you know, well, no, actually, it's only happening in California, really, I think. Right, they have a special election in California, I think two of them. One is local, one's federal. And they're dying to keep this show. They're watching this closely because it's an all mail-in ballot. Nobody can go anywhere to do it. I have people sending me pictures of ballots and sitting out in no man's land alone. That's safe, I'm sure. I can't wait till this is over and we find out how many precincts voted at 100, like we heard this before, at 108% capacity. That more people that are registered to vote actually vote out of there. You'll see that happen. I have friends of mine that know how to track their ballots. They know what they're doing, and they found out that they haven't voted in the last two elections, even though they did fill in their mail-in ballot and send it in. Never came up as received. Seriously. I know one couple, boyfriend and girlfriend, one is a Republican, one is a declined estate, which in this state means that there's no party preference, really. The no party preference guy, his ballot got through. The one that's the conservative Republican, that ballot never made it. They go to the same mail, and I'm not trying to do a conspiracy here, but think it through. Same mailbox, same place they put it, put the little flag up, that's what we do. They get picked up, and then somehow they got split up. Twice in a row. Two elections in a row. So it is a big deal. And at some point in time, somebody's going to look at this stuff, but nobody's going to. This is why it's so important that you get involved. If you live in a small town, is there any way to go to your city hall? That's the way to do it. Take that ballot down to city hall, put it in a box there. If you're a church, synagogue goer, you go to most of these places are going to have some kind of receptacle. Right, for the ballots. It wouldn't hurt you to watch over it. Maybe have somebody work with you to watch over it. And then we get, God, what could go wrong, right? We have mail-in ballots. I think we have same-day registration. I got to check it out to see if it actually passed. I mean, seriously. They don't even have to steal it. Just follow the rules. Joe, what's in your house? Okay, we're going to hit Biden hard in the next hour, so don't go far. Joe Messina, your host, this is The Real Side on GCN Live. God bless if you're leaving. Otherwise, you're going to miss out.